That's great. When you said pierogi, cabbage, and mushroom, I already think about Polish Christmas. So, can you tell me something about this in your home?
Yes, that always happened. Vigilia, Christmas Eve. That was, I think it used to start about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And there were many, many courses. A lot of them I didn't like. I didn't like the fish. And
Help.
a lot of things that are really horrible things. But yeah, it's the whole family used to turn up, and this used to go on for probably about 15 years. Very common. The whole family would come. Some of the family would travel from Birmingham and spend a few days with us, and go. Then Christmas Day, everybody would go to my uncle's house. Yeah, Boxing Day they would come back to us, and so on and so on. They were just busy times, socially very busy. Yeah, it's very good.
So when all this family gathered together, do you remember what they were talking about at the table?
Not really. There's lots of singing, lots of drunken men. So, no, not really. No, I can't.
What were they singing?
Oh. Well, there were Polish Christmas carols, but I can't remember. Do you want me to start singing?
Come on then.
No.
I will not force you, don't
Yeah.
Any memory from other festivities, Polish traditions you have in your memory?
Well, one of the sort of earlier memories that's just sprung to mind, my grandfather, he was 50 years old when he came to England in 1947, but he couldn't work because of disabilities through the war. But he spent a lot of his time doing charity work. He used to collect clothing and make packages to send back to Poland or even to Africa for poor people. And that was his, he was very, very serious about that. He used to do that for years and years, very, very dedicated to that. He was a very strong Catholic as well, believed in his religion. And he was serious. But my grandmother, she had a sense of humor, a very good sense of humor. And she would occasionally laugh at him, just to make a joke. And I remember one day, I was present, and maybe one or two other members of the family were. And she pretended, she said, there's a letter come here. It's for you. It's come from the Pope. It's come from Rome. She said, what does he want? Are you going to join the church? Are you going to become a priest? And she was trying to make a good joke out of it. We were all laughing, and he was so serious, and he got very, very annoyed. It's funny little memories like that. Funny memories.
So when you tell me about your grandfather, I'm thinking, how did you, because you were born already in England,
No,
so
no, no.
no?
He was born in Poland.
I mean you
Oh,
were
I
born
was, yes.
in England, and you obviously could see the generation that was before you, the generation of your parents, even the grandfather. Do you remember any people in your, like your parents' friends, perhaps, that stuck in your memory for something particular attitude, I don't know, way of being. Can you tell me about these people from this generation?
Well, there was one particular family. They lived in East London, and it was a family called Gradoshelsky. My father was a friend of his in the army. And my mother, by coincidence, grew up with his wife in a place called Osada Krechowiecka, just outside Rovna. So that was a coincidence, because how they sort of two couples met like that, I don't know. But yes, they spring to mind. He was Gadoshevsky was quite a war hero, and his wife was did a lot of things during the war. She was a couple of years older than my mother, and she used to drive the big trucks for the army. So, and I think I met their daughter, Elzhonia. Well, I knew her obviously when we were 8 years old, 9 years old, but for the first time I met her again approximately 4 years ago. And she does work for a group called Kresy Family on the internet. You probably know of them. Yeah. So that sort of brought back things, you know, and I knew her two brothers, and I met them as well for the first time after about, so I don't know, 60 years. So that was very nice, very nice. And we went to Posk in Hammersmith, a bit further west. That was the first time I ever went there, and that was about 3 years ago. So that was another sort of occasion. That was the most sort of vivid memory. The girl I mentioned that we ran away from the Polish dancing, their family moved to Canada, so didn't see them anymore. But there were neighbours that my parents would they go dancing with. Back in the 50s, there was a family called Zharkov, Schultz, Hobot, quite a lot of families. Those three come to mind. There's another family, Lasotsky. Yeah, it's got quite a lot of families there. So a few spring to mind.
Do you remember any activities, any Polish activities they participated in?
Well, my father, when he was alive, he was anti getting involved in anything to do with politics. And he felt that joining certain things like Gmina was a little bit too political. So he didn't. He died when I was 13, so I can't really comment anymore. I was too young to understand. But after 13, my mother was involved in lots of things, but this was mainly later in life. Let's say from the year 1990 to the year 2009, she was involved at the White Eagle Club. I think there was a thing called Co-opagne, which was like a club that was set up for older ladies, you know, and various things like that. She used to organise tombolas and things at the club. These would be things, functions that would be midweek. Midweek, midday, or they would have, she would have people round for tea or coffee at her flat, when she moved to Balham, because she lived next to the Polish church and opposite the White Eagle. So she did a lot of that. She also did a lot of charity work for a place called Pruszków, which I believe is somewhere in Warsaw. And there was a big, she used to do a lot of charity work for them and send money there regularly and to help out. I think it was a charity for orphan children without parents. So she used to do a lot for that, collect money, etc. Yeah, yeah.